Welcome to podcast number 3. I'm your host today, Pastor Tony Lagamba. I'm here again with the amazing Conley Hayward. Why don't you give a shout out to the folks who are listening this morning or today?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is for you, wherever you are.
Amen. Well, hopefully by now we've got a little bit of an understanding as to this new tool that we've been talking about, DISC. And last time we talked about how does DISC work. Today we're going to focus in on an interesting question, I think. Are we born with a certain style? Is it really kind of, we just locked in? If I'm a D, am I going to stay a D? I'm destined to be a D? Or can that change? And so that's the first question I have for you, Conley, is are we born with a particular style?
Yes and no.
Okay.
So, yes, the DISC is a combination of our actual hardwiring in the brain, which really isn't hardwiring. You can actually change the wiring in the brain by how you think.
Okay.
And that's a whole nother series.
Yes, it is.
But so we're generally born, though, with a certain way our brain is wired, with the way our neurotransmitters flow. And then we have our early childhood experiences, generally 0 to 5 years old, which have a profound impact on us. Then from about age 5 to 10 to 12, depending on maturity, it's more about how we start interpreting how things are going on around us. And in here, the relationship with the parents is very important and influential on style. It can magnify a style that's already present. Like I have a little granddaughter who, she's an I. There's definitely an I. Okay. But how her parents react and respond to her as she gets into those 5 to 10 year old years will have an influence on whether the I gets more expressed or actually gets repressed.
So that really is the question that I have for you then. So you've already kind of answered the question, but if you could just dive in a little bit deeper, what are the factors that influence us? So if we are born with it and kind of comes along as we grow, interpret, reared, all that, what are some of the specific factors that influence our style?
Well, we discussed the early years, and that's mostly of, you know, where how we're physically put together and how things are happening around us. We're not really thinking and make conscious decisions about. Once you start getting a little more mature, 10, 11, 12 years old, the child starts making decisions about how they're going to interpret things. So through your teen years, how you choose to interpret things has an influence on your style. And then for the remainder of your life, all the events that happen in your life, how you interpret those events has an influence on your style. Remember, we said all behavior is modifiable.
Yes.
It's modifiable by choice. It's modifiable by high emotional impact things happening in our lives. They can be it can be good things, or it can be it could be trauma, stuff like that.
Okay.
So all those things affect, and then we can decide on top of all that, we can decide what we need to be or do more of for a particular situation.
This is amazing. This is so important for us to grasp, because as biblical care providers, what we're doing is we're tracking with people. We're basically getting their story. We're praying that the Holy Spirit helps to give us some insight, and then we're going to God's Word to make application. But we have to understand that people are not static. People are fluid. They're moving, they're growing, they have experiences, there's trauma, there's rearing. Their interpretation may change given where they're at in their season of life. So the information that we're getting, Conley, today from you is so essential for us to really gain insight so that we're better equipped to hear and to interpret where this person really is at and how we might partner with them to get them to where they need to be. So I have another question for you related to the style. Is it possible for a style to change? If I'm born perhaps with a bent toward I, am I locked into that? Or can my style change? And if so, how?
Yes, your style can change. And it can change slightly, or it can change very significantly. As I said, we can physically rewire our brains by the, you know, and that goes back, do not be conformed to this word, be transformed. That's, you know, God has designed us with this amazing thing called the conscious mind.
Yes.
That can exert force over the physical mind. And he gives us the Holy Spirit. We can rewire, with God's assistance, yeah, we can actually rewire our hardwiring. Yeah. It's called neuroplasticity. Yes. And it's phenomenal.
Fascinating.
And then a life event. And this is so cliche. You got the guy who's out there and he's driving all his life. I mean, he's a serial entrepreneur. He's just constantly, he's a go-getter. He's doing it. And at 58 years old, bam, guy has a heart attack.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, he wants to be around family. He doesn't really care as much about the money in his bank account, the accomplishments.
Wow.
He wants to be with family. He wants to do experiences. He's gone from a hyper D maybe to a pure S. And that can, because that heart attack can shift his perspective on different values in life.
Yes.
And someone maybe who may have been a CS for most of their life, can have some significant event happen where they have to step in a role where they've got to be more dominant, and they can actually change from a CS to a D or a DC.
Wow, that is amazing. So let me ask you this last question as we wrap up this podcast. Beside trauma, beside traumatic events in a person's life, you talked a little bit about age groups and seasons in life. Are there any other emphatic factors that really influence how we might change from one style to another? Anything else that you want to say?
Marriage.
Okay.
Marriage definitely can have an impact on our style. And our style can actually be different in the context of the marriage than it is in the context of our work. We can behave a little bit differently because our spouse needs something different from us than the people we work with. But opportunities to step out, like serving opportunities or leadership opportunities, those are also catalysts for change in someone's style. Now, you don't have to be a D or an I to lead, because S's and C's lead, and everybody leads in their own way. We'll learn more about that. Mm-hmm. But those opportunities to explore your own personal growth can happen. Getting saved can actually change your disc profile.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It'll impact it. Well, this is great information. Conley, thank you. We're going to wrap up session 3 here. Hopefully the material you guys are receiving is helping you. And we're just grateful to be able to spend this time with you. We'll see you guys next time.